Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave Solomon. Mercy sakes alive. It is good to be alive. Can I just say, 2012. You know what? I am not going to start this show with a downer, but we just lost another beloved in the past 48 hours, Michael Clark Duncan. And man alive, does that hurt? So I want you to take real good care of yourself, will you promise me? And make sure you savor every moment in the best way that you can of your life. We're going to make sure that we get that message across for you today by doing something special. This is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means that we invite everybody who is a jazz artist who loves the genre of jazz to call in, let us know where they're playing. Let us know when their CD is going to drop, if the CD has already dropped, if they've got a special partnership coming up, any of that. We just love to hear from you. And instead of me running my mouth about venues that never pay me for all the plugs, I might as well let you do the talking. So, here's what we're going to do. I see we have got a caller on the line, and we've got Art Sherrod Jr. coming up for you next hour, which should be a treat and a half. I've known Art for a while. But we're going to start taking your call. So let us see who is on the line. And this is a 410 area code and a 000 at the end. Hello, this is Trish. And who is this? Hello?
Hi, this is Anthony. Anthony Villa.
Anthony, I'm so glad you called. That's great. You're our first caller for today. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm really good, and this is actually the second time that we've spoken. I wanted to make sure you knew what I was doing today. You've got some really wonderful things coming up. Please tell us.
Yes, it's the Baltimore Jazz Alliance Big Band. We have two concerts coming up on the 7th and 11th. That's Friday the 7th at Cecil College and Tuesday the 11th at Loyola University, Maryland. Both concerts are at 7 o'clock. They're free.
Wonderful.
And the band is dedicated to performing original works by Baltimore area jazz composers and arrangers, and that's just what we're going to do.
That's great. And Anthony, you know what? I was thinking about this. How cool is it that you're going to be performing one of those dates at Loyola on the 11th of September, and that might be some real healing for people who are going to be remembering 9/11 on 2001.
Well, I hope so, and it's going to be some great music, and everybody in the band is really working towards this, and I think it'll be a great concert.
I think that you're a little bit pumped about this, aren't you?
I am. It's to do the music of folks from here.
Yeah.
It's a real mission to provide an outlet. A vehicle for new jazz from this area. You know, a big band, you don't often, sometimes you could write a big band chart and it just doesn't get, you know, if you're connected with one, you get it done. If not, you often don't. So here's a chance for composers to hear their works. And, I think it's a kick for me, and I think all the guys in the band enjoy doing it too.
That's awesome. And you know what? You might as well toss some of those names around. Whose new works or whose works are you going to be performing? Because we might as well know. We've played some of these folks on the show.
Sure. Well, we got a piece by Benny Russell.
Yay.
Bass solo. It's called bass solo, but it's for a big band. It's kind of a humorous reason for doing it. He used to be involved with a band where the bass player always would come in late and then say, "What are we going to do?" He said, "Oh, it must be a bass solo." So he actually wrote a bass solo for when the guy came in and the whole band started playing it. So it's kind of cool.
That's great.
We have Paul Faith. He's over at Peabody. He's doing. He's got two great pieces on the concert, Cool Running and Lizard Boogie. We're doing two by Todd Marcus. One is a
great
Warren Evans tune, Prayer for Columbine, that Todd arranged, and
wow,
then some of his own pieces, Inheritance.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
They're two really powerful pieces. Prayer for Columbine is powerful in a, you know, as you might imagine because of the tragedy. And then Inheritance has its own power in a completely different way. We're doing two pieces by Dr. Repard Stone, who was at Howard University. And one is an arrangement, beautiful arrangement of a standard course that everybody knows, My Funny Valentine. But then also an original piece called The Tale of Two Cities. And shows kind of two sides of Dr. Stone.
That's great. That's great. Boy, that's so fascinating. And you're doing your part to make sure that you are sharing the musical wealth of this amazing artist based city, because we talk about this all the time on the show, Anthony. Honestly, the wealth of talent that has come from Baltimore and that continues to come from this city, it's pretty amazing. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that's made being in this band, it's a labor of love by all of us, but it's one that rewards us every time. And I think anybody who comes out and hears it is going to be rewarded too.
Well, I really do thank Gail Martin for making sure that you knew what we were doing here so that we could make a connection. And I'll be talking about this again, hopefully today, but certainly on Thursday. And as we lead up to the 7th, gosh, today is the 4th. And then
yeah,
the 7th, yeah, it's a couple of days away. And then next Tuesday is the 11th. So we'll make sure we talk about this some more.
Great. Well, thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Anthony. We'll talk again.
Okay. Take care.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is First Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and we'll take the calls as we go. We'll stop them at 2 o'clock, at which time Art Sherrod Jr. comes our way. And I thought we'd focus a little bit on some birthday folks. I know we've played him before, and we'll play him again because he's just so worthy. And since he just experienced his 84th birthday 2 days ago, you can bet your bottom dollar we'll focus again on Horace Silver and his quintet here. Song from My Father, especially for our good friend Griselda on Hybrid Jazz. one of my favorite friends hanging on the phone. She was listening all this time to the great Horace Silver and his quintet. Horace on those pianos. Oh, my God, those keys never sounded so good. Lord, got the inspiration for song from my father on a trip to Brazil. Horace's dad was an amazing inspiration to him, and he was born in Mayo on Cape Verde. And Horace has this incredible lineage, and he just drew from all of it. Ireland, Africa, Cape Verde, and it all came out to be this amazing jazz. And I know a lady who's a lot like that, drawn from a lot of different inspirations. Oh, my God, she's inspired me, God knows. Chrissy Cromwell, hello.
Yes. Hey, folks. Hey, Trish. Hey, how is everybody doing?
How are you doing? We're going to be doing better after we hear from you. My God, you've got so much going on. I'm screaming.
Oh, my goodness. You and me both. God is so good. I'm like, wow, Lord. He is doing it. I'm so excited. I actually just got finished playing down at the University of Maryland for an impromptu outdoor kind of thing. And I tell you, it was just so awesome.
Really?
Yes. It was a friend just a young lady wanted to celebrate her boss for our birthday, our 50th birthday, and she said, can you come down and play? Put my stuff together, got down there, and it was just great, just being able to just play and just have a good time. So,
man, and this kind of stuff is happening a lot, because Matt is here in the chat room, and we were talking about all getting together for that real special night at Club 347 with a packed house, and you were jumping out of your skin telling us. What? I mean, are we going to not see you? Are you going to be on tour or what?
I will be on tour starting in late November, December. We'll be doing a 50 city tour.
Wow.
To promote the CD. And so we are excited about that because we get the chance to introduce jazz to a lot of young people. And gospel, and jazz gospel to a lot of young people. So that's going to be so hot and exciting just to be able to do that.
So you know what?
Overwhelming excitement.
When you said this about the college tour, the first thing I thought about was how exciting it was back in the day when Dave Brubeck took his guys and went on the college campuses.
Yes.
You know how instrumental that was in his success?
Yes.
Because all these new young people were turned on again or for the first time to jazz.
Yes, that's how it happened for me. It's like, wow, that's exactly how it happened for me. At college, it was Wynton Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr. that came to Howard University, and I was playing baritone sax, and they came and played and inspired me. Like, wow.
Wow.
It was awesome. You know how, I mean, that simple visit impacted my life to the degree where I was so inspired, and God had just anointed me so that Wynton said, when you graduate from college, here's my card. I want you to come to New York.
Oh!
Can you believe that? I had Howard University, gave me his card. I graduated that following year, moved straight to New York, and that's where it was kicked off for me.
See, and you did. You went to New York. and I'm laughing, too, because, you know, you're going to be doing this tour, and folks are going to be getting turned on to jazz. But the thing is, with you, they get Jesus as well.
Yes, they get that added extra, as my friends call me, extra. I said, yeah, that's the extra. Jesus is the extra.
He's the mayonnaise on already a good sandwich.
Yes, he is. I mean, he's the hot sauce. They call him the hot sauce. Yes, he is.
This is so crazy. Wow.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so looking forward to this, just being able to influence, you know, someone, you know, who's out there and just want, that love this music and want to encourage me to say, you can do it. Just keep, you know, keep going, keep studying, keep moving forward, keep loving this music. I'm just so excited about it. I'm excited.
And how was this opportunity introduced to you? Because not everybody gets a chance to do this.
Yes. Well, how this came about was when my CD came out, you know, I'm not with a label or anything like that. I'm just an indie artist. And, of course, I got my CD on, you know, iTunes and that kind of thing. And then there was a promotions company that was, I guess, just kind of surfing and ran upon my music. And they contacted my manager and I and was like, wow, we really like your music. We would like to do some promotions for your music. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, we kind of inked some things. And then they started just doing writing previews of the CD, just reviewing the CD. And they wrote for a couple of online magazines, so to speak, which was AOL, All About Jazz, Jazz Corner, a couple of magazines. And from their review of the CD was selected number one because of the review, but so many people enjoyed this, it became number one. It hit so many radio stations. It blew them away because they were like, we have never, the company was wavelength. They said, we have never, you know, did a review for a CD and it hit number one, it stayed number one for 4 to 6 weeks.
What?
And then the CD, because it is, it's gospel and it's jazz.
Yeah.
But it was playing mostly on jazz stations. And that also, like, you know.
Oh, you gotta love
away.
That.
They were like, wow. You gotta love it, right? It's like, wow.
Right.
You know, it was beyond my expectation. But then the next thing I know, the CD's been played in Japan and Czechoslovakia and Europe. It's been played all over. And I'm just getting emails and just confirmations from all over, you know, of people that have either downloaded the CD, heard the CD, and just, I'm just email, Facebook, everything from everywhere. And I'm like, wow, God, look what you're doing. So it was just absolutely phenomenal to, it just went crazy. So from that, we generated so much buzz that the promoter from Wavelength said, we're going to do a college tour for you guys.
Wow.
And they set everything up. So all we have to do is show and play. You know, they're setting up all the arrangements, everything. So I'm like, wow. I'm so excited.
Did you just say in this little snippet of conversation, did you just use the expression, it just so happened?
It just so happened.
Yeah. That's just a little too close to coincidence for my comfort, okay? Because there ain't no such thing in our world.
Right. You know.
Wow.
It is by God's design because this company, this promotions company is out of L.A. How they heard my music here, I'm here in Baltimore, and they heard it in L.A. It's like, wow. And there were several promotion companies that contacted me about, you know, doing PR and getting me out there, but it was something about this company that God drew me to, and they have just been just so awesome in the support and getting the word out, and so we're just going to go and hit these colleges and just bring some good music, and I'm just excited about that. I'm able to play here in Baltimore before I leave, so I'm excited about that. Got several gigs here, especially this Friday over at the Journey Through Music 3.
Oh,
that's
yes.
It's going to be, oh, my God.
That's
absolutely
right.
Phenomenal.
Yes, thank God you mentioned that because oh, my gosh, people that we love are going to be part of that. Jay Nikki and Khadija One and David Marshall.
Freedom Imani.
Yes.
Okay, we did this, the first time we did it was Journey Through Music 1. It was awesome, phenomenal. I mean, just the artists that was on here and their skill and technique and love for God was so evident in the music, it just blew the audience away. I mean, from classical music to spiritual to gospel to jazz, and that's what we're doing this time. We're going straight through the gamut. It's a true journey through music where you're going to experience every one of your emotions. You're going to hear stories in the music.
Yep.
You know, then after you've got all of that musical food, then we're going to serve a light, you know, refreshments, and you'll have some physical food to kind of, you know, let that marinate in you. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, you know, concert. You all have got to come. Great musicians. I'm on there playing, doing the jazz and the gospel jazz piece of it. We've got some, actually I'm doing a premiere in one of my newer songs, not with my band, but the band that's doing the event. So if
wow.
you come, if people come, they'll be able to hear something new that's going to be on my project coming out that we're getting ready for. That project is called Straight to Smooth. So you're going to hear some straight ahead. You're going to hear some smooth jazz. You're going to hear some smooth gospel. It's going to be awesome. We're actually going to do some covers. We're going to do one of the covers that we're doing, you'll hear on that night, which is That Dare. Not too many people know that Bobby Timmons doing That Dare.
Yeah, but right.
That song is hot. People don't.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you have that, Trish, but that song, I don't know if that's been ministering in my spirit. So we're doing a nice version of That Dare on Friday. I'm doing some other songs. I can't tell folks if I want folks to come out. They got to come out and experience it for themselves. They got to come out and hear. Like, this is going to be awesome.
And by the way, it's going to be at the Emmaus Missionary Baptist Church, so you know
yes.
you are going to get some soul food there that night.
Yes, you will. I'm so thankful to Sandy for putting this together, for our Pastor David McClung and First Lady Maria for allowing it to happen there. That I love that church. I have family that go to that church, and I love the fact that the pastors are open to allow this to happen at his church.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So I'm excited. We're going to have a great time. So people come with expectation of hearing some great music. You can hear some blast from the past music. You can hear some new music. Oh, it's going to be hot.
And you know, it's so exciting. Folks have to know if they're going to come to this
yes.
great church in Owings Mills, you're not only
yes.
going to see Chrissy, who is astounding with vocals and on that saxophone, but Khadija has been with the national
yes.
touring company of The Color Purple. So you are
yes.
seeing somebody that is recognized all over. I mean, I can't
yes.
even imagine. I was thinking maybe of bringing tea on Friday to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees the both of you, I mean, one of you is enough, but the both of you, I'm going to have to tape him to the seat.
He's going to have to come. And Khadija and I are doing a tune together that not too many people know and do, but the song is so absolutely powerful. I'm not going to give it away, but the song is awesome, and you've got to come to hear it. All I can say is that it's one of the songs that was written by Duke Ellington.
Woo!
It is a spiritual song written by Duke Ellington. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll give you one more hint.
The first time I heard it, although it's been recorded by different people, the first time I heard it was when it was sung by Mahalia Jackson with Duke Ellington.
Get out!
That's all I'm giving away. I ain't giving them more away.
Well. Listen. Okay. Something that you need to get told. Our charade is coming up in the next hour, and here's a little snippet of information about Art. He got inspired early on from his mom's time in church. He would hear his mom sing and play the organ, and he felt so infused with God's spirit that he wanted to play the saxophone to reflect the inspiration he got from his mom.
I know that's right. Yes.
So you and Art need to get together one of these days, because it just gave me a chill to think of both of you sharing a stage.
Yes, and we've done it before. That would be absolutely awesome for him and I to be able to do that again.
Oh,
my God. I love playing with Art. I love playing with him. It's like, you know when you connect with musicians?
Yep.
He and I have that connection. There's something about, one, it's just our pure love for the music. It ain't about nothing else. Just our pure love for the music and being able to put together melodies and rhythms and harmonies that will actually bring about a physical change in a person's emotion. It's
well, look, you know,
it's
that,
about that.
As hungry as Art has been for wanting people to recognize what he has done, He makes it a point on this last CD. You know, he's not going to get away with doing the CD unless he puts on it, "We fall down, but we get up."
Yes. See, that's purposeful. That is purposeful.
Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah, that's purposeful on his CD.
He just played with Kenny Lattimore the other day at Ramshead, and he just blew some people away.
Did he? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I missed the concert. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to go.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
We just went at the last minute because there was a friend of mine in town, and Kenny, God bless him, that brother, he really does need some prayer along the way. He's finding himself. Chrissy, he's talking about God from that stage, left and right.
Yes, I love
it.
Wow. I absolutely love it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
That's
well,
right.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're going to have a great time on Friday, and we're working on it. We'll probably be there to see you.
Oh, please, tell folks to come out. I mean, this is a great concert. You know, some of the donations are going to the Barrickia Foundation that helps our families, you know, low-income families that, you know, that that are in shelters. So please come out so that we can make a strong donation to this foundation. Now, we've got to be able to have in our minds that it's important to help others and not just ourselves, but
right.
to help other people. So we need folks
That's
to
right.
come out, you know, come buy tickets. Come on, you have a great time. I can guarantee you it's going to be a great time. And along the way, you're helping a family get back on their feet. You know, you're helping a mother and a child. You're helping each other. We're helping each other get back on our feet so that we can all, you know, live well, you know, in the earth realm. So please come
That's
out
right.
support. You'll absolutely love it. You get some musical food, you get some spiritual food, and you're going to get some physical food.
That's right. All of that.
You know, yes, all of that in one night.
And in case folks are, of course, tuning in because of Facebook, it will be posted on the page within the next couple of hours, or actually in between a song, I'll post the information on my page.
Great. And look, just one other shout-out, September 22nd, I'm filming my first music video down at City Hall. I'm inviting folks to come out to be a part of the filming. Any volunteers that want to come out, come on out. We want to make a great showing because this video is going around the world. Anyone that's available, come down. We start filming at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, cool.
We come at 6 a.m., so it's going to be awesome. We've got city officials coming down to be a part of it because we want to send a positive message to the community, to families, to individuals, to our young people. Just come out and be encouraged and be a part of the video shoot.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah, listen, put that link on your page so we can talk about that more on each other's page.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, cool. Wonderful.
Yes, I'm excited. Wonderful.
Oh, Chrissy, I'm so happy for you. I am. You know I love you.
Yeah, God is good. I'm excited. I am very excited. It's like, I'm excited about where God is taking us. He's given us an opportunity to just take this world for him and doing it in art, in music, in dance, in poetry. And it's not just Christian music. It's in jazz, you know, and R&B music. Let's take it back. Let's sing those songs about love. Y'all know those songs about love
mm-hmm.
that people, you know, so make you want to go in and know your spouse. Like, come on, let's go know each other. Come on. You know, let's put on Luther and know each other. You know, those that kind of music. Let's get back to some great music that, you know, that just, again, just blesses people.
I'm all for it. You're preaching to the choir,
right.
baby.
I know that's right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there's a lot going on, and that's great.
Yeah.
And your Facebook page is the best page to go and check out what's happening with you, right?
Yeah. Until I'm revising my website, once that gets revised, it's coming up new and hot. I've seen a preview of my webpage. It's hot, but there is still information on my Facebook page. You can also tweet me on Twitter. I'm at SaxLadyChrissy on Twitter. Come out, you know, and follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you, and you can, you know, just stay connected. Facebook, Twitter, Fangirlism. I have a Fangirlism page. website. My website is at my name, CorinthiaTromwell.com. Again, it's being revived with a new face list on my face page. I'll be on my website, so you'll see a brand new page coming out.
Well, look, you might want to go by way of Reverb Nation and do some stuff there.
I'm on
because,
that too, babe. I'm on
okay.
Reverb Nation. Yes, I am.
That's awesome. And Matt Williams says to say, hey, Corinthia, we love you.
I love you guys, too, with all of my heart. Thank you guys so very much. God is absolutely wonderful.
I know he is. And as a matter of fact, I wasn't sure if you were going to call, but I was ready to play a song by you, so I got Phil's gift ready to go.
That's hot. That we're doing it at the show, so definitely you can put that one on.
Yay! Well, we'll see you on Friday, girl.
All right, guys. See everybody on Friday. Y'all come out now.
All right, we will.
See you on Friday.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Corinthia Cromwell, a.k.a. Chrissy, doing her thing. Oh, my God, is she ever. And here she is from Peace of Mind Outside the Lines. This is Phil's Gift on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy on First Tuesday.
knocking on the key door.
Holy cow, that was the first introduction I ever had to Eric Scott, not on his own CD, but via Scott Paddock on saxophone there from Scott's Another Day CD that Scott did with the late, great pianist Crockett, who we loved so much in Baltimore. And I had to play that song for a couple of reasons. First of all, Eric Scott is doing so well. So bloody well. Oh, my gosh. Go check out ericscottmusic.com. His Where the Water Runs Deepest is doing great. He's playing a lot of dates. We've got somebody on the line, so I'm going to get to that person with the 267 area code in just a minute. But I got to tell you about Scott Paddock the other day. Now, Scott has been a member of the Rolex band for a while, and he's a young guy, and he plays that sax like there is no tomorrow. So there was the service, the home going for Beretta Mercer, our beautiful songstress who passed away suddenly last Saturday. And the church was packed, heart of Baltimore. And one of the songs that Beretta did, where she brought down the house, was At Last, whenever she would do a show. So Scott, I don't know how he did it. Scott got up, beautiful gal, sang the song. Scott did this sax solo that had everybody in that church up. It was just amazing. So I wanted to make sure that we paid a little respect to our friend Scott. Just saw him the other day at 347. There was one of those nights that Ron had at the club on Calvert Street that enabled folks to be able to give to the cause. We wanted to make sure that we got all the burial money that we needed, to be perfectly honest with you, because like a lot of folks in this area and more, Beretta wasn't insured. We got to take care of our own, so that's what we did. And it was a beautiful service. My God, couldn't have asked for anything more. Scott Paddock from his Another Day CD with the great Eric Scott. A couple of Scotts there. One a first name, one a last name. And we heard Chrissy Cromwell, Corinthia Cromwell from Peace of Mind Outside the Lines, and that was Phil's gift. And that particular event she was talking about on Friday posted on my Facebook page, so if you want to take a look, please do. We're going to continue with our first Tuesday. Art Sherrod Jr. comes your way at the top of next hour. Let's go to the phone again, 267 area code. Who is this? Hello? Hello?
This is Maureen Matakonis.
Oh, my God, what?
You heard me. This is Maureen Matakonis.
Well, Maureen's certainly not a gig do we have, or certainly not a CD to pitch, but it's a pleasure to talk to you. This is one, I'm just going to tell my folks here who are listening to the radio, one of the oldest friends, well, not one of the oldest, but we've known Maureen for a long time, part of the family, my true sister, who is calling. What a surprise. What possessed you to do this, younger?
I just wanted to listen to you. You're doing a wonderful job, and the music is great.
Well, my God, Maureen, I love you. Thank you so much. That's a trip. So you figured that you had to do it this way because you're not talking to me any other way, right?
Well, I don't have your phone number to talk to you any other way, so I figured I would call you now and say hi.
Well, you know what? I'll send it to you via Facebook. That way you get it, okay?
Okay, that would be great.
I'm sorry I had you on hold for so long. I'm thinking I'm going to talk to somebody about a gig or a new CD. But, hey, look, if you've got any of that to pitch, let me know.
Okay, I certainly will.
I'll talk to you soon, I promise.
Okay, thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Maureen, for calling. That was a treat.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. God love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, what a trip. You have no idea. The Philly connection. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw that area code and I went, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's fit in a couple of more songs, shall we? Oh, gosh. Threw off my game just a little bit, but I think that that's okay. And I think that one of our chat roomers actually needs a Calgon moment. There is a little bit of drama in her household, and I think that she needs the perk. So I think that we should turn our attention to Errol Clue and Bob James. And this is from One on One from 1979. This is the Afterglow on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Chat room holding up their fans. We need them now. Lord, have mercy. You know, Will Downing is singing that song, Thinking of You, but it's from Seasons, and that particular CD belongs to the man that we're going to speak with coming up in a few seconds here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, the star of this particular show. And that was evident when he was playing with Kenny Lattimore the other day because he knocked a few people out. Art Sherrod Jr., ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Art.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm better now that I heard that song. You know what? We were kidding around because there's a lot of people in the chat room today. If you can't get busy listening to that song, you are not going to get busy at all.
Exactly.
What has been going on? As if I didn't know. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
You are just as cool as can be, but seriously, that was a high plan with Kenny because you had some smoke coming off of that stage at Ramshead the other day.
You know, it was funny because I was kind of, I just went by really to just kind of say, hey guys, you know, I'd work with Kenny and so I said I was going to go by and just say hi to Kenny and his music director Edwin. We sat there and we were talking and they left to go to the hotel and I got a text message and the MD was like, hey man, do you want to play tonight? Let's do it.
Well, wait a minute, let me think about it.
I was like, well, okay. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you and Kenny seem to have a rapport. And actually, you know, Chrissy Cromwell was just on with me because we invite people to call on First Tuesdays, and she said that she loves playing with you, and that means everything when you have that chemistry with somebody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really, really does. It's just absolute magic. So it's so much fun playing with Kenny. I mean, he's just a great artist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was telling a few people, I said, man, he's one of those type of artists that, and you want him to get everything that is due to him because he's just a nice personality.
Art, it seems to me that Kenny has gone through so many changes, and he was confessing them on stage.
Yeah.
He's really real, and there's a part of him, God bless him, that's still so shy. I pick that up from him, but he's trying to get everything out on the table about who he is and how he can help other people find their way when he's performing.
Right.
God, he's and how did you guys, you know, get together in the first place? Because, hey, this area is pretty big.
That's right. We, you know, it was funny. We actually ended up on the Spring Breeze Soul Jazz Cruise this past May. And we worked together. We went from New Jersey to Bermuda.
Wow.
And Kenny was one of the first people I saw, you know, of the artist actually going onto the ship. And what was really funny, and he might get me for saying this, but he and his music director, they had never been on a cruise ship before.
Oh, that's...
So they both had this look like, I don't know what I've gotten myself into. But they, you know, they said, look, I'm going to stay right next to you, and you just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, my gosh. So, and if it was their first time, did he get sick?
No, he did. He did.
Good.
But when we were at dinner or what have you, and the boat started rocking, I'd always take a look over at him, and he'd just kind of look up and laugh.
That is a charge. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad that you got together with him. But look, you are no stranger to Ramshead these days. You've got a couple of gigs coming up.
Yeah. Not this Saturday, but the 15th of September, I have a 6 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show at Ram's Head. And I have, you know, I like to do things a little different. I love the combination of adding a vocalist.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to just call any vocalist because, you know, anybody can just call any vocalist. But I said, you know, let's spice this up a little bit. Let's call Howard Hewitt. And you know.
And it's amazing that he had the opportunity to do this.
Yes. So it was really, really cool. And so we're really looking forward to it. And then the night before that, you know, I did it again. I said, well, who have we not seen in a while?
Right.
And that I think people really like, you know, would love to hear. And so then I called up Mickey Howard, and she's like, let's do it. So Mickey Howard is going to be performing with me at the Hamilton, which is in D.C.
Beautiful venue.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, a lot of people don't even know about the Hamilton.
That's right.
You know, but it's right across from the W Hotel, downtown D.C., and it is one of those venues that, you know, Blues Alley, Birchmere, ooh, you better watch out, because it's really, really nice. A 400-seat venue.
Oh, my God, yeah. Woo!
You know, so, you know, that was one of the venues that my agent was like, you've got to get in there. It's gorgeous, blah, 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 blah. And it's all of that. So I'm hoping, you know, people will want to come out and see myself and Mickey Howard. Mickey and I are just doing one show at the Hamilton. We're doing that, I think it's an 8 o'clock show.
Okay.
And like I said, Howard and I are doing Ram's Head. And that's a 6 and a 9 o'clock show.
My God. That look, people aren't going to leave the 6 o'clock show. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I know. Hey, I wouldn't be upset. You know, I don't know how much room is going to be left. And the tickets, you know, the tickets are doing well.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
I'll bet. That's a pretty lethal combination, Art. You and Howard Hewitt. Come on now.
I know, and he's playing he's singing all of his hits too. I mean, it's amazing, you know, when you have someone like that that has so many songs, because you have Howard Hewitt, the solo artist, but then you have Howard Hewitt, the lead vocalist for Shalimar. So, you know, you've got all of that.
Oh, my God. It's just, I mean, there's no other way of putting it. The sex appeal is so raw for Howard. It always has been.
Yeah.
So, and then you certainly have your fans that come to see you. So I'm thinking that possibly there could be some shedding of clothes.
But, hey, now the question is, who will be shedding those? Will it be being Howard or will it be the audience? I don't know.
Right.
As long as Ramsey doesn't kick us out, it really doesn't matter to me.
That is too wild for words. Oh, God. I think Ramsey at this point absolutely loves you, because anytime you play there, you're packing the place.
Oh, man. It is truly a blessing. I mean, we've been working really hard at trying to do well there, and the Ramsey is such a great venue to play
Lord.
At, you know, primarily because it's such a nice, intimate setting.
Yeah.
You know, you have, I mean, it's not cramped, so you get a little, you have some breathing room, and aside from the fact it seats over 300 people, everyone is still reasonably very close to the stage.
Yes.
So, you know, it's kind of crazy how they have that set up to where, regardless of where you are in the room, you're still very close to the stage.
And here's the killer part. First of all, the venue was named one of the best in the world for that size. And then, apparently, they're doing so well. I just discovered this the other day. There is now a new Ram's Head in the new casino in Glen Burnie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right there, right there at Arundel Mills, yeah. So, yeah, so they're doing really well. I mean, they just know how to do it. The food is wonderful. You know, the sound inside the venue is wonderful. They're very professional people.
Yeah.
And, you know, from an artist standpoint, it's just a great place to play. I mean, you're right downtown Annapolis. And, you know, even when you leave, there have been times where we've left the show and walked downtown after performing, walked right down by the water, because it's only like, what, a block or two?
It is. And you know what? Something needs to be said about Ram's Head, too, which is just too fabulous for words, because we all know how much of a pain in the arse this can be.
Right.
People don't understand. And Anita King, who came with me that night, actually, my date.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, whatever works.
You picked a very beautiful date then.
Well, you know what? The two guys couldn't come through for me, so I had to go to Plan C. She really dug it, but she said, oh, God, Trish, I was riding around and around and around. I said, oh, my God, Anita, you didn't know that there is this beautiful garage, which is across the street, but it's a street back, and it's like, what, $5 to park in an enclosed parking area. You just take the shortcut, and you go across the street, and there's Ram's Hedge.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's well lit. You know, it's great, so you don't have to worry about parking on the street. Park right there in the parking garage, which is wonderful, and I think Ram's Head offers a package that, you know, and which discounts, I believe, your parking or your meal or something.
That's
when you go
right
to a show and you do a dinner, and it does something with the parking and all of that. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Look, I think you should be operating on commissions.
I should. How about that? I never thought about that. Maybe
yes.
I need to get my manager to negotiate that.
Exactly. And that is true. If you make a reservation at ramsheadonstage.com and you decide that you're going to have dinner next door at the restaurant, you are going to see the show. You're going to have a dinner, and they'll chop something off the dinner, and they'll chop something off the parking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a great venue. I mean, I really, in all the different places that I've played at, and, you know, that place is really just, it's a wonderful place. And, you know, it's just great.
Yeah. And actually, the only place, and it's like comparing apples and oranges, but I saw George Duke and Stanley Clarke last week at Wolf Trap. Oh, God, Art. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that within itself is a very incredible venue just because of you have the amphitheater seating, and then you have the lawn.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're suited to take, I think, a couple of thousand people.
Yeah, and my God, that sound, you're not really aware unless you're looking for it how significant this is, but it's like, as my friend Lou says, it's like the Dell in Philadelphia. You've got these speakers on either side of this amazing stage. The sound is awesome. No matter where you are, you're going to hear what is HD quality sound.
Yep.
Oh, it's just
amazing.
Great. So
yeah.
I want to see you play there one of these days. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, this will be my first time playing at the Hamilton, but my understanding is that the sound in the Hamilton is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's very upscale. You know, and I played at the Blues Alley, and I played at Birchmere, and, you know, I understand that this is just this place. Those two venues really can't hold a candle to the Hamilton, so I can't wait to see it. It's supposedly very upscale.
Well, look, here's the thing, and this speaks volumes. Larry Carlton is playing there in a few weeks.
Wow.
And Larry doesn't go just anywhere to play. So he knows that this place is not going to take any foolery as far as their marketing, their promotion, their sound, the actual upscale neighborhood where they are. Look at the roster of folks that they have that have been there and are coming. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really, really is. You know, and I'm hoping people will just take a chance here. Because, you know, a lot of people, they're very much aware of, you know, the amenities of Birchmere. You know the amenities of Blues Alley. And it's not saying anything is wrong with those because, like I said, I've played in both and I enjoy playing there. But, you know, take a chance on looking at a new upscale venue for entertainment. These guys have got it, and they're trying to really get on the map. And, you know, you're right across from the W Hotel. I mean,
yep.
So, you know, just like you said, you know, the location is incredible. You know?
Yep.
Yeah,
and it's another opportunity to play live jazz. I mean, support live jazz in any way you can, and they're focusing on jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then have Mickey Howard there. That's going to be crazy.
How did you do that? How did you get her to come out of the house and play?
I just know a few people. That's all. Just a few. That's all.
And speaking of which, people, of course, for the most part know Art Sherrod Jr., but how did you get the personnel that are on Seasons? I remember when you first played the tape for me. Oh, Trish, look, come out to the truck because I want to play. Oh, it's going to be the new CD. But you're talking about some major folks. I mean, we just heard Will Downing, and you got Unam and Tracy Hamlin, who we know and love so much.
Absolutely.
How did that all come to focus?
You know, it's one of those things where I have to say, if you live right, you get a chance to meet good people.
That's
and
right.
I've just had the chance to work with a lot of pretty much all of these guys. Actually, I've worked with all of them. And, you know, just to make a phone call and just say, hey, I'm recording my new record. I'd love for you to be on it. You know, and we work out the details and make it happen. You know, that says a lot about the artist. You know, when you can call up a Will Downing and say, look, well, you know, I want to get you on the record. Can we work something out? Let's do it. I mean, he was one of the first guys that just said, hey, just send me the track. I was like,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, all of these guys were wonderful. Unam, you know, I think actually Unam was, he may have been overseas when he recorded the track that we sent to him. You know, Tracy just happened to be in town, and I whisked her away, and we went to the studio and recorded in Baltimore. You know, Gerald, I caught him. He was actually, I think he had just come in from a tour, and he knocked his parts out. You know, it's absolutely amazing.
And Chuck Loeb and Frank McComb, my God.
Yeah, you know, Chuck was actually finishing his record, and he said, hey, I got something I want you to hear. You know, because I called him and said, I really want something with like a little dance groove to it, something. He said, I got something for you. I'm going to send it to you. So that was cool, and I ended up recording, of all people, Kim Waters engineered the recording for me. So I went to, you know, to his studio and we recorded. You know, it's just amazing. Frank McCone, wonderful guy. I've had a chance to work with him several times. Just a beautiful guy, incredible vocalist. And I wish more people knew Frank McCone. I mean, because if you think of Frank, I mean, you have to think of Stevie Wonder. You know, you think of Donny Hathaway.
Yes, you do.
You know, you get this culmination of all these great vocalists in one. And then, oh, by the way, he does play the Rhodes quite well.
Yes, he does.
You know, I didn't know, you know, what was funny, you know, because I had to do a little homework on Frank myself. You know, I had known of a few things he had done, but he, you know, he and I were sitting, we were in Houston, and we were sitting at this barbecue place because we were performing, I think, that night. So the promoters had taken us out, and he was running down these list of people he's played with. And I'm looking at him like, are you serious? He said, yeah, you know. And he said, you know, Buckshot LaFunk? And I was like, yeah. And he said, that's me. I was like, that's me singing. And I was like, come on, man. So, you know, he's tremendous artist. You know, Marcus Johnson is on there.
Yes.
Another good friend of mine. You know, Eric Valentine produced pretty much the whole record.
I love Eric.
Yeah, Eric's great, great, great musician. I can't just call him a drummer. He's just a great musician, great producer.
Good ear.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible. Tell you what was funny. We were in St. Lucia together on the show, and I had him MDing the show for me. And so we're doing the sound check, and I think maybe the keyboard player was playing a chord that shouldn't have been there. And he tells the keyboard player, no, what you need to play, you need to be playing this dominant seven with this. And the keyboard player kind of looked at him like, you're the drummer. What are you doing? And then we play, he's like, but you're right.
See, he makes it a point to know all and see all, and on top of that, he's a darn good cook.
Yeah. I mean, his work ethic is ridiculous. I remember when we were recording my first record, and, you know, he had a little spot up in Suitland, Maryland, and, I mean, I would get edits at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. you know, it's just incredible. But like I said, great musician, great work ethic. You know, I got Alex Al on the record, which is, you know, was huge for me. You know, Alex Al was going to be the bass player on the Michael Jackson tour.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, if you listen to any of Richard Elliott's music and
yeah.
just a host of other, Rick Braun, you're going to hear Alex Al on there. So just very fortunate to have some incredible musicians.
Yeah, and they seem to gravitate to you, both the local and the regional folks, and then the national and international folks.
Right.
So you've got a mix of family on this, and, my God, every track is like this slice of life. I've played a number of tracks from Seasons and certainly from the previous CD, but I'm just struck at what kind of flavors you're able to get. I mean, you're going from UNAM, and that's the start of the CD, to the floor, all the way to We Fall Down.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think I may have told you the kind of the story behind the whole title of the title of the record. You know, I was going through some life changes during the recording of this record.
Yes, you were, honey.
Yeah. So you probably remember we talked.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, each song on there is a reflection of what was kind of going on, and you know, during that time. You know, so each one. So I titled the record Seasons because, you know, some days are good, some days are bad. I didn't title it because of a Christmas season, but more so seasons, because there's a season for everything. And there are days that are good, there are days that are, and then there's some days that seem bad. But regardless of how they feel that particular day, they're only there for a short time, you know.
That's
Nobody's
right.
going to be happy every day. I don't care what you say.
And look, you know what 2012 has dictated to us, lest we have forgotten. We all need to wake up each morning and just thank God that we're taking a breath and make sure that this day counts as if it was our last.
That's right. And you have to live life. I mean, you have to make a point of trying to live life. Like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but let's go ahead and live it up today. I mean, we're not going to do anything crazy, but let's live it up as if there is no tomorrow.
Right, because there's a lot of people that need you. I mean, we can't shirk from the kindnesses that we have to give to other people. We can't shy away from making sure that we know what our purpose is, because when we look back on a life, if we have the opportunity to know that we're going to have maybe a couple of days or a couple of weeks, what are we going to say about our lives, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, you know, and we have to, you know, just be examples for everyone, you know. You had mentioned Chrissy Cromwell, you know, great person. I mean, just absolutely great person, great musician. And you know, and she does it too. I mean, she's out here doing the same thing, saying, hey, I'm going to work as hard as I can and give it to you, you know. And I'm hoping that I can be a vessel for someone else. You know, music is healing. And, you know, I talk to different people about different things, but I truthfully, music is healing. And some days it's about someone coming into that audience. Someone's in that audience and they need something. They're going through something. And I can't tell you how many times you have people that will come up and say, you know what, I'm so glad that I came, because I was in this place before I got here. And for this moment in time, it allowed me to just move from that place into something totally different. You know, but then I have to say, sometimes it's healing for the musician.
I'll bet.
You know, it's because there are so many times when, you know, we're in, you know, our lives aren't perfect by any stretch. And so getting on stage allows us to a lot of times say the things that we can't really say, express the things that we can't always express.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those moments of crying, you know, we may not be crying, you know, outside, but, you know, there are moments where we're having those issues, and getting the opportunity to perform and play, you know, it's a connection. you know, because we need you guys, you know, the audience just as much as sometimes you need to hear the music.
And Art, you pay attention to people in the audience. You've always done that. I don't know how many times I've seen you now, but you look at people's faces. So you're getting that. When you're playing to them and you're seeing their faces reflect back to you, that must be a buzz because they know that you're on that stage for the right reasons.
Oh, it's an incredible feeling, you know, and what is funny that you kind of mentioned that kind of segues into, you know, I'm recording a gospel record right now.
Ooh!
And, I, you know, it's one of those things that the record labels never really necessarily support. Not the jazz labels. They support it, but it's not one of those things where they're out of their chair and they're saying, yeah, you got to do one of those records.
Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a situation where I've always wanted to do a gospel record. I grew up in a small town, very small church, Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
I was brought up in the church, knowing God, loving God, understanding, you know, what is expected of us as Christians. And, you know, I look at it as God has blessed me. He's given me a talent that he could take away at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know that he wants me to use it, you know, to connect. You know, that's what, you know, discipleship is all about, you know, that you're connecting and you're reaching out to people. And so I felt that it was necessary to do a full gospel record. Now, that, you know, I always put a gospel song on all of my jazz records, but I wanted to do a 100 start to finish gospel record. And so that's what I'm doing, you know, and I'll make sure to get the single over to you, but I re-recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I re-recorded Nobody Greater. And, you know, I'm just so excited about it. You know, the whole record is going to be very, very exciting.
Oh, my gosh. That really is exciting. And you know what? You may not know this, but the timing is real good. Chrissy is just doing, she just told me something that kind of blew my mind because her Peace of Mind Outside the Lines is gospel and jazz. But it's getting play on mostly jazz stations, and we're talking about the gospel numbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's pretty wild. And then Jonathan Butler's, his new gospel CD is coming out in days. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes. I believe it's called Peace and Glory. And Jonathan just made a decision. You know what? I've had all this success as far as jazz is concerned, but here is my love, and I want to do this. So
yeah.
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we all, you know, you. It's not as for most of us, we, you know, we've never left the church, but you know, we're doing our love. We love the Lord and we love music and God gave us the ability to play music, and we're using it in the right way. And so,
hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, but we also want to make sure that we don't forget to give honor to Him. And,
that's right.
You know, and this, I think this is a great way to give honor to him. And, I can't wait to start touring with this new gospel record. I just can't wait. I'm actually going to do at least one song on the show next week from the new gospel record. And, you know, because when people come to a jazz show, they come to be entertained. And, you know, some do come for a sense of healing. And but when you come to a show, a gospel show, you're not really necessarily coming to be entertained so much as you're trying to make that connection.
Yes.
It's a totally different audience. I mean, it absolutely is a totally different audience. And
yep.
So I'm very, very excited.
Oh, yeah. You'll... the folks who come to hear someone who is a messenger of gospel music, they are so much more engaged because they're not going to be ordering cocktails.
Right. Well, you hope not.
And they're not going to be wanting to talk socially to their neighbor after they've had a 3 glasses of wine.
Right.
They want to be able to feel God come through you. So it's everything is riveted to what you are able to give to them, and they need it so badly. Not to take away anything from folks who come to see a jazz audience, because, you know, Art, I've seen you when you do these gospel message instrumentals, and people just put their drink down, and all eyes are on you. They really want to hear those gospel messages, but they don't know how to ask for it because they're not used to it, you know?
Right, right.
So, my God, this will, boy, I'm so happy to hear you say that. What made you decide, besides your mom inspiring you, singing and playing the organ when you were little?
Right, well, that's true. You know, my dad is always on me. My dad to this day, I kid you not, will call me on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon and say, "Hey, son, you go to church today? What did you learn?" To this
really?
Day, I kid you not.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. You know, or sometimes I'll call him because he and I talk, you know, quite a bit. You know, we'll talk a couple of times during the week, throughout the week. And some days you call him for one thing, and then it turns into a sermon. And so an hour later, you're like, "Hey, Dad, I got like 2% on my cell phone." And he'll say, "Oh, well, you know, I know you didn't call to get this, but, that."
That is a trip.
Yeah, so it's great to have a Christian household and people who are always looking out for you.
That's really wonderful. Well, he must have been thrilled when he heard this. Of course, you know I'm going to play We Fall Down from Seasons, right? Of course you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have to hear Art Sherrod Jr. do this song, because if you have never seen him do it live, that's a different story entirely. But this will do it for you from Seasons on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
We fall down.
Man, Art Sherrod Jr. from Seasons and We Fall Down. You have the best. Anytime I hear that, you know, it's not full front, it's background singing, Art, you've got the best singers to do the job for you.
Man, I tell you, that's a blessing, too. I mean, you,
yeah.
And, you know, at the Rams Head and also at the Hamilton, I have Shang. She's one of my background vocals.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, and so, she's actually putting, she's in charge of all the background vocals for this show, so it's going to be ridiculous. Cause I love Shang is like one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she, wow. That's really something that you've got that kind of partnership where she's going to make sure that things are in check for you. That's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to cut her loose, too, now. You know, I'm gonna let her give you a little bit while she's there. You know, I'm not just going to have her there as a wallflower.
Oh, no, because you ain't never going to see Shang as a wallflower, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That is so awesome. I'm so tickled to know that things are going great. What would you like to see? I was just trying to tell my friend Griselda, who, by the way, Griselda lives in Texas, and I'm not sure she knows that you're a Texas guy.
That's right. I'm out of a little bitty town called Palestine, Texas.
Yes, Palestine, Texas.
Very, very small. It probably could maybe fit inside our Super Walmart, but it's...
Well, Griselda lives in, what is it, New Braunfels?
Okay, well, yeah, that one's pretty small, too.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, my graduating high school class was only 130-something people, so it's pretty
small. Wow. And what made you, I mean, I know that you got all sorts of accolades because you were all-state, all-regional, as far as your sax is concerned, and you went to the Naval Academy, but what was the impetus for you to move to the D.C. area?
I mean, that was really it, you know.
Really?
To go to school, for the most part, because I really wanted to be a medical doctor. And I had my hopes set on going to the University of Texas at Austin.
Oh, my.
And my dad had introduced me to a gentleman who, I think probably my sophomore year in high school, and sophomore junior year, and he had introduced me to him, and this guy went to the Naval Academy. And so I said, well, I'll try it out. You know, I knew how difficult it was to get in, so I never gotten accepted. So I was like, okay, Dad, well, look, if I get in, I'll go. Otherwise, I'm going to Austin. And doggone it, I got the letter in the mail. You know.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then you got involved in the band, the Drum and Bugle Corps, right?
Right. It was different for me because, you know, there are no woodwind instruments in the Drum and Bugle Corps. So, you know, that was a little different playing a valve instrument. But, you know, but it was cool. You know, everything has been just a wonderful experience and, you know, just another page. Maybe one day I'll do a book on all of the things that have transpired, you know.
I think that you should. I think that you should because you've sacrificed a little bit and you've gone through some changes that were totally out of the blue, and then you've had some changes foisted on you, and you've had to go to your own plan B and C.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was there for a few of them.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that when you dive into an endeavor, you still need to make sure you have a plan B and C and maybe a D.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you like to have happen at this juncture? I mean, pretty excited about the idea that you're doing a gospel CD. Do you want to have something specific happen in mind if you're looking like, say, 2013 now? What would be a goal?
I really would like a Grammy. I really would like to, if nothing else, to be nominated for one. I made the pre-nomination list when Seasons came out, but I didn't make the actual last cut.
Wow.
Nomination. So I would definitely like to get on that Grammy list.
There's a real big goal, yeah. And you're not that far away, aren't you?
We're going to keep plugging. We're going to keep plugging, friend.
So with the new gospel CD in mind, do you have particular people that are on board to be with you on this project?
Well, you know, I kind of treated this one as I did with my first one. I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of hear me actually get a chance to play and
cool.
You know, then you know, we will get into some other artists in the next one, because, you know, I'm already looking forward to doing the next one. But I just kind of want to get an opportunity for you to get a chance to hear me hear the message, and then after that, then we'll start bringing in some other people.
That's really, so you're trying to be as spare as you can with
right.
this new, yeah.
Right.
Very, very interesting. And then you're laying the groundwork for the one after that, are you? Is that what you
yeah.
said?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go straight for that right after, I'm telling you.
Man, you're not wasting any time, are you?
No, don't. Like I said, tomorrow's not promised. So we want to do as much as we can today.
So are you truly focusing on all music at this point? Have you stepped away, as many have that I've spoken to recently, from the corporate world?
Well, to some degree, but not
yeah.
totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
yeah. I understand. Believe me, I do. There are a lot of people out there with families, and you need to focus on what you need to focus on. And, man, people need to know how exhausted you are, and anybody in this situation at the end of the day, because you've got one hand that you've got firmly on what you want and the other hand firmly on what you need to do.
Right. And that takes a couple hands sometimes.
It does. It does.
One or two.
Gosh. And you know what? I'm scared to ask. How are the kids doing? Because they must be growing like weeds now.
Absolutely. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
It's amazing that she's 4.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Oh, God.
I know. 4 years old, and then my son is 12. He'll be 13 in December. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. That's crazy,
yeah.
Art.
Getting tall. You know, he's now coming up to, you know, he's up to about my chest now, so.
Wow.
So he thinks he's a full-grown man now. Don't know where
well,
that happened, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you might want to have a little talk with him. Well, T is
right.
20, and he's on the dean's list.
Get out of here. 20?
Isn't that crazy? 20.
Wow.
I know. So
man.
It doesn't take long. It goes by in a blur. You know that's right.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
incredible.
I know. And I definitely have to bring him to one of these shows, maybe to turn him on to the Hamilton, because Mickey Howard, just give me a little bit of background for folks who don't know Mickey Howard. She has been in the music world for quite some time and just does not do gigs like this.
No, you don't see her that often. In fact, if you saw some people who watch, I don't know, called Unsung. I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. Well, she was one of the artists that they, you know, they highlighted. And, you know, Mickey's just, she's just an amazing, amazing artist.
Gosh.
You know,
any time that anybody speaks about her on Facebook, I've noticed in the past few years, it's always with absolute reverence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you think of songs like Love Under New Management.
Mm.
You know, Come Share My Love. You know, those are some of her big hits that, you know, you look and you're like, wow, I do remember that. Man, I like that song. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's incredible.
Now, let me ask you, because this is my question for the week for artists. Are you focusing more on your website to let people know what's going on with you, or are you focusing more on Facebook or something else?
Well, in all honesty, I try to do both.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that are not as into Facebook, because Facebook is somewhat consuming.
Yes.
And for those who really are not into the whole social media thing, you know, they would rather just go to a standalone website.
Yes.
And see what they need to see. and then get off your website.
And then Facebook is an addendum because you've got a link from your website to Facebook. Yes.
Right. Yes. You know, and some of you just don't like to see all that, you know, the social media stuff, you know. But I do have a link that goes straight to for those people who want to see Facebook. You know, it's, you know, just www.facebook.com/ArtShiraz Jr. And I also have one, Jazz Saxophonist ArtShiraz Jr., which is the one that's not full. I can't figure this whole, you know. you know, I went on there last night and I was, you know, working, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I can't add anybody to this. You have like 1,000 people that have requests, and you're like, uh-oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, I know that that's what I ran into, because since I have Trish Hennessy, I couldn't do Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy because somebody already had that name. Consequently, the second page is Hennessy Hybrid Jazz. And, man, it's a little tricky because nobody has ever seen anything like Facebook before.
Right.
So problems crop up, and people moan about them, but, geez, it's free.
There you go.
You know?
At least for now.
That's right. And it's really good. I asked you about the website because I already know. I've gone to the website, and I thank you for that because you're letting people know about the events. And sometimes it's all people have in the way of time in their day to go to a site, see what they need to see, and then they're off again because they're at work, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a tough job, you know, for when you have a team of people. It makes it a little easier for you where they can help market. But for the artists that are coming up and the artists that are doing it, I'm sure they all will say the same thing, that marketing is incredibly important.
It is.
No, yep. You can be a fantastic musician, an unbelievable musician, but there's a business portion to this that you have to be able to adapt to. And if you, the artist, can't adapt to it, then you need to put people around you that can adapt to it or help you adapt to it or handle that, the business portion.
That's right.
You know, because you can't do this all by yourself. I mean, I don't care how business savvy you think you are, how great of a musician you are, you just can't do it all yourself.
No, you're right about that. And folks who don't necessarily know where you're coming from musically, they know about you because the buzz is strong, but they want to find out. This brings to mind something that is a pet peeve, and you probably know this too, Art. If you are using Facebook at all, your website first is like a calling card. Mm-hmm. You have to have a calling card because it's not a usual thing as much now where people are physically giving one another business cards.
True.
Sometimes you just don't have the time, or maybe you're in a scenario where you're coming into a venue and then you just want to see somebody and you're dashing out again. But here's the thing on Facebook. When somebody wants to be your friend and they're asking you to include them in your stable of networking and they give you no reason why you should befriend them, there's
right.
No information about them, there's no website to go to find out more, why on earth would you want to be friends with them?
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
So that the marketing, boy, we've had this conversation in different circles, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but the marketing is huge. I mean, Facebook would never have grown to be what it is today if they didn't market it well. You know, packaging is incredibly important. You know, I talk to different artists who are coming up, and they will have a conversation about, you know, packaging. You know, when you do a record, don't have it appear as though you took it from your iPhone.
Right.
It's like buying a car, buying a house. you know, if you're driving by this house and it looks run down, now it could have all of the best amenities money could buy inside. But you're not going to stop if the outside of the house doesn't look good.
That's right. That's right. Appearances do count. And you essentially said you're making an investment in something.
Yeah.
So people are very much aware that there are all kinds of artists out there. If you don't have something appealing that's right off the top to them, they don't necessarily want to see what's inside the package.
Absolutely. You know, it's the outside that attracts them, but it's the inside that keeps them.
That's right. Wow. We're talking about another scenario entirely now, but I am so glad that you had the hour, and I'm so tickled about the new plans. The gospel CD took me by surprise in the best way.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So excited. Very, very excited.
And when do you see? What kind of window are we talking about here?
We haven't really set a specific date, and I don't want to jinx myself, because every time I set a date, then I have to push it back a little bit. So just soon. I'll say soon.
Okay.
I'll make sure that you're on that calling card of people to let them know, hey, it's coming out, it's ready to go. I'll make sure that I get the single over to you as soon as possible.
That's awesome. That one, because, you know, it's all about hybrid, so I'm playing a little of this, a little of that, and everything that falls in between. So, you know, there's going to be a home. Matter of fact, I want to get Jonathan Butler to talk about his new gospel CD when it's coming out, too.
Oh, wow. Wow. Excellent. And I, in fact, this weekend I may be down. I think Jonathan is on this festival down in Harrisburg.
But
I think
good.
Yeah, I think I may be going down there and playing with Nico Leon, so that should be a little fun.
And you know what? Thank God you mentioned that, because, Art, you're going to be part of the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival.
Yes. Yes.
Holy cow, that's my birthday week, so I'm going to see you there.
Wonderful. You know what we're doing? I'm doing a tribute to Motown.
That is awesome. Wow. And I just found this out because they were giving away the information at Ram's Head the other day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going to be incredible. You know, I'm Leon Galitzin and all the people that put the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival on. It is going to be an incredible time. I play at 2:00 on October the 13th. And like I said, we're doing a tribute to Motown, and I have Shang. She's going to be one of my guests. I have Mr. Ronnie Queen is going to be one of my guests.
Oh, that's great.
So it's going to be crazy. Like I said, 2:00, early afternoon, Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival is going to be great. And then we're also gearing up next May for the 2013 Spring Breeze Soul Jazz Cruise.
That's wonderful.
That's going to be fantastic. This past year, you know, we had Kenny Lattimore, we had Walter Beasley, and Alex Vuong, Jazz and Pink, Marcus Johnson, Matt Marshak, Zoe. You know, it's going to be incredible. You know, so make sure, you know, if your listeners could go to my website, just artsharadjr.com, my Facebook page, and the one that you can actually request is the one that says Art Sharad Jr. Jazz Saxophonist. Check that out. I'm on Twitter as well, Art Sharad Jr. So we can keep in touch.
Yep, I think that's a blissful idea, and you are definitely going to see Jonathan Butler at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival, because he's going to be there with Warren Hill and Mesa.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it will be quite significant when you two get together. I think there's going to be some bonding happening. I really do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know,
there's
so many people on that festival to begin with, and for some of it, it's going to be like a big Clash reunion or something.
Yeah. Gosh. And especially in one of the cooler cities in America, Rehoboth Beach. We have to let people know that this is the kind of place. It really is on the beach, and it's a very artsy community. So it's in essentially rural Sussex County, Delaware. I lived in Rehoboth, so I can speak on this. So there are lots of people living in Rehoboth who have these beautiful restaurants that they consider to be their children.
Wow.
So you have the best eating on the East Coast, and then you have some of the best jazz musicians ever right there.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And then, you know, on Sunday is when they do the big jam session, which I'm part of as well. So, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God, Art. That's wonderful. Well, I'm really glad. And I'm going to put it to you. I'm going to end the interview, our time together, with something that you want. I have a couple of songs. I didn't know which one. I've got UNAM. I've got the one with Tracy. I'm going to play her anyway. And I have... that's the way.
I don't
way
care what you want.
That's right.
I'm going to play it anyway.
I'm going to play it. What do you say, player now or what? But I have That's the Way of the World, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go with To the Floor for the UNAM.
Yeah?
Okay. Because I know you're going to play Tracy anyway.
I know. Well, I don't care what you say.
Right.
Well, I'm going to do Tracy because she's got a big show coming up at the end of the month, and I want to make sure I plug her, too.
Oh, where is she going to be?
She's going to be, I have to tell you, this is so cool. It sounds funny. At Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, and now they're starting to do music events.
Wow, okay. I haven't talked to her in a little while. I know she's been out touring with Gloria Gaynor, so.
Yes.
Wow, I'll have to check her out.
Oh,
yeah.
My girl. Do that, because you know what? When you make an event on Facebook, it usually takes like a couple of weeks for people to say, oh, yeah, I'm going. Two,
yeah.
3 days, there was like 55 people who said, yeah, I'm going.
Wow.
You know Tracy. She'll pack them in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if she has to bring them herself, they're coming.
That's right.
That is my girl.
I love Tracy so much. And I love you, and I'm thrilled that everything's going well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, and love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
And I hope to see some people out there at Ram's Head and at the Hamilton next week.
You will. I'll make sure that I plug the events on my page, too.
Good, and hopefully the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. That's going to be a treat.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Motown?
Yes. It's going to be one of those situations. What goes on in Rehoboth
stays in
Rehoboth.
That's right. Don't take any pictures. I don't care.
That's right.
I wasn't there.
All right, Art. We'll see you really soon again.
Okay. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Art. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yay. Art Sherrod Jr. in the house. And let me tell you something. He is so busy, and it's just so wonderful to be able to say that somebody who is so talented is busy. That's a good sign. Things are happening. People I'm noticing are getting work, not just music people, but people are getting jobs that they didn't think they'd get. I just know of one gal who reported that out of the blue, she got an offer from the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, so she's moving her family from Baltimore to Philadelphia because she could be able to take care of the whole family with the salary that she's making. Another gal just got a job that was out of the blue, and they're hiring again. So things are turning a page. This is really awesome stuff. And so is this, Art Sherrod Jr. with UNAM. This is called To the Floor. This is the tune that starts the CD on Seasons on Hybrid Jazz. From Trish Hennessy.
Thank you. this way until you came my way, my way. If this is a dream, please don't let it end. Don't wake me, don't wake me.
You make me smile every time I look at you.
When I look at you,
I can take my eyes off you.
Junior season CD. So sue me. Had to. Each of these songs has had a different flavor. Really? You know? Oh my gosh. And I might end the show with another one because Art has a combination of original songs like the one you just heard, and then he does songs that we have loved for a while. So it just is a pop every time you hear something. Chuck Loeb or UNAM, we heard To the Floor to start this three-song set, and then Frank McComb, and then Will Downing, and then Tracy Hamlin. You're the One from Seasons. Art and Tracy are really good friends, and actually we had a great time when I was working at my old radio station, because Art and Tracy came to the studio and they were on mic, and we had a blast. That hour zipped by just like the hour with Art and me. So much fun. They really get each other, and maybe Art will have an opportunity to come see Tracy when she does her thing. We heard about Art's events coming up. Tracy's going to be doing a Sunday showcase, and it's an evening of jazz and comedy. Stacy Carver, so it's Tracy and Stacy. Hello. Stacy Carver is the comedian, and Tracy's going to do her thing at 5 o'clock. A very cool Sunday evening time to start a show. 5 o'clock. Tickets are only $25 at a place called Magoobies, which is a hoot because it was a comedy house, and now they're switching things up a little bit. A lot of places are doing that these days. This is in Timonium, Maryland. So Tracy, being a Baltimore girl, she's going to pack the place. A lot of people are going to be there. I'm going to be the host for the night, really looking forward to Tracy and that beautiful voice. You're going to be hearing lots of Tracy between now and the latter part of the month, just to get you familiar with the kinds of material she's able to do. Pretty funny what Art is able to do on saxophone and switching it up a little bit, Tracy is able to do with her voice. They are just two real masters at their skills. And speaking of which, in between the two Art tracks, we heard Cannonball Adderley from Somethin' Else, 1958, considered one of the all-time great jazz albums. So let's give you a few other reasons why people would say that. Nat Adderley, who wrote the song, put a bookmark in that thought. Miles Davis. Oh, Hank Jones. Sam Jones, Art Blakey on drums. I think they are sufficient reasons. Nat Adderley had a friend in Chicago, a disc jockey, named Daddy-O Daly. So he named that song in honor of Mr. Daly. And, man, just thinking about Cannonball, not only because it's a celebration of his birthday coming up on, 9/15, yeah, September 15th, passed away too soon at the age of 46. But Cannonball is one of Art Sherrod Jr.'s big influences. So I thought if Art's listening, and I know that he probably will, if not now, because he's got to go back to business doing his thing, but when he listens to the archives, just to hear Art and Cannonball side by side was pretty much a retreat. I love it. Oh, let's play some more tunage, shall we? Got to play my buddy. Man, have we been getting tight on Facebook, just because we're thinking along the same lines so much. And what I want to do, I haven't told him this yet, what I want to do is get this gentleman to come to do the show, and not necessarily to talk about music, but talk about what's coming up in November, because we just would probably smoke up the place a little bit, because our brains are on fire and our tongues are. We got to watch that. We both know. But Dwight Sills is my buddy, and can't say enough about the kind of artistry he brings to the table whenever he's playing with somebody, and he always makes somebody sound better. When he's doing his own thing, it's a completely different story because he just owns what he does. And you're about to see with this track. You know how sometimes you can't get a song out of your head no matter what you try to do? You don't really want to. It's just there all the time. Such is the case with Dwight Sills and Sliver Moon from his Easy CD back in the 90s. Check this out on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Go ahead, baby. Daryl Walker with East Bay Soul. Oh, my. That was so sweet. That's from the debut EBS collection, I Hope. And that was especially for BJ. She's usually in the chat room with us, and she really has had her hands full recently, so she'll hear that in the archives along with her other Bride of Funkenstein, Linda, and they'll appreciate that song because they are true funk soldiers. Now, let me tell you what's happening with East Bay Soul, shall I? Yeah, here's the deal. First of all, they're going to be at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center on October the 13th. That's going to be awesome. They have a little sweetened deal going on for you as far as this Kickstarter.com campaign is concerned. We're still doing that. We're making sure that we get everything that we need for Greg Adams and the crew so that they can make East Bay Soul 3 come to pass. So why don't you go to Kickstarter.com? The most simple thing I can tell you is to go to the search box and put East Bay Soul in, find out where they are, see how much you can contribute, and make sure you put something in the kitty, okay? Because this is a big deal. The music that these guys turn out is so amazing, and they're getting such buzz because the music is great. And then number two, their fans are so vocal. kinda or else vocal. Book this band or else. So they have had some really fabulous dates, including one in December at Ram's Head, which is what we talk about all the time. This is right before their two-day date at Scullers in Boston. So you need to go to eastbaysoul.com and find out more, and Greg Adams Music, but also Kickstarter.com, so that you can see how you can help. And even the smallest little means is fabulous, because every dollar counts. So keep that in mind. Now, we heard from Jonathan Butler, Precious Things. I just love that song so much, from Jonathan from 2006. And I wanted to let you know a couple of things. First of all, I'm so tickled because he and Art are going to be hopefully spending a little bit of time together at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival in October. That's lovely. And what Jonathan will do is bring his Soul of Summer tour to the fall. And that is Warren Hill along with Mesa. So that's a pretty formidable combination. And then Jonathan has a brand new gospel CD out called Grace and Mercy. It's going to be dropping the 25th of September. I really want to talk to him about that. So say a little prayer that things will work out well as far as Jonathan coming on the show. Dwight Sills, we heard Sliver Moon. Can't believe what a fool I made out of myself, because I couldn't read without glasses, so I thought it was Silver Moon. It's Sliver Moon from Easy, and Dwight's doing his thing with Russ Ferrante on keys on that. Bill Cantos also contributing some keyboard work. Larry Kimple on bass. Jimmy Haslett on fretless bass. Sean McCurley on drums. And Dan Higgins on alto flute on that. Sliver Moon. Dwight Sills on masterful guitar. And Jonathan, by the way, I got to tell you who's on that track, because these are my buddies. My goodness, Precious Things. David Dyson on bass from D.C., Eric Valentine, who Art discussed when he was with us on drums, and Gregory Wachter on keyboard. Yay! The gang is all here. Let's see if we can do a couple more tunes, shall we? I really wanted to play a couple of tracks, and hopefully we'll be able to fit them in. All right? Now, I want to go back to Art, if I could, and see if we can do this. I think that we can. I really wanted you to hear his version of That's the Way of the World from Seasons on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
love is falling into a black hole. To witness feeling, thinking fast, watching, while at the same time question the succession of the repressed. Prisoner by choice, or just a victim of naivety? Love is not a scholarly thing, even though some try to make it academic. Will I ever get it? And if I do, will my lack of experience or piecemeal definitions reinforce a retrogressive sense of self-loathing? No need to check my notes, not me. I'm always falling short. And this will fuel a reasoning that makes it easier for insights and acute decisions to magically come to me, powered by ego, and make it easy to let go. Tell yourself, light the fuse of hurt, so that I will not be burdened with regret. Sing victory songs to those who say what they would never compromise. Well, I hope you know that from failure given before any test, from Neanderthal effort still secure at its best, a song will be sung breaking the secret code of an ancient language spoken by the unloved. This look upon my face after falling across the line in the sand of what most will not tolerate, one that has been drawn and moved countless times. I have ignored all the warnings to all who were dared not to cross, only so that you might understand that if an opportunity to love falls from the sky, some voices of emotional liberalism will slowly grow faint, then evaporate, and you might find yourself alone, standing at the edge of the black hole, trying to decide if you should wipe with or toss in a towel, one that has been saturated with evidence of emotional truth. Believe me when I say, we've all been there. Or you will be pulled in by a succession of repression, never knowing if it was your chance you were throwing away.
I
Something. When Kenny Lattimore did that song at Ram's Head in Annapolis the other night, oh, after a truly heart-wrenching, emotional time, there's a lot going on in Kenny Lattimore, and he's just allowing himself to open up and be really honest, at least as much as he can, because it appears as though the spotlight is on him a lot more than it is on other people. Folks like to speculate as far as Kenny is concerned because he's a beautiful man, and he had some real emotional turmoil this year because his marriage ended. So he knows that he is under glass, as it were. So he alluded to that, and just gave an emotionally dripping performance on that stage, had great backup, great band, young band. And then Art Sherrod Jr. showed up on stage playing the sax. It was just wonderful. Kenny Lattimore from his debut, what, 96 or so? A self-titled album, For You, his absolute memorable song that has become a staple in many weddings, that's for sure. He's got a new CD out, Back to Cool. I spoke to him after the show, and he says that he's all geared up and ready to go, but there's just a lot going on with him. He's going to be at Yoshi's. He's going to spend a lot of time in California, so we'll see how it goes. But Kenny Lattimore there, and Norman Woods, Inside. Norman with us some months ago, bless his heart. What you heard was Succession and Repression from Just a Broke Brother Trying to Come Up. I love him so much. This man has been through the absolute fleeking mill in life. He has come to the other side smelling like a rose, successful, wonderful, endearing, helpful, mentoring, beautiful. He needs for you to know that all you need to know about him is at journeyfromtheinsidemovie.com. Journeyfromtheinsidemovie.com. NormanWoods.com. Norman Woods, otherwise known as N-S-I-D-E, a beautiful jazz poet who gets the best people around him when he delivers these messages. And we also heard da-da-da-da from Art Sherrod Jr., who actually has done quite a bit of work with this gentleman right here, Daoud Said, and Daoud has played keyboard for Art many a time. Art has got some plans in the works, including a gospel CD. I'm tickled to hear about that. You heard That's the Way of the World from Seasons. Wasn't that lovely? Earth, Wind, and Fire has probably heard that song by now and has got to be smiling. Art has a lot of love in his heart when he plays. It's going to be a love fest when he gets to play with Nick Colleone this weekend at essentially the Dauphin County Jazz Festival, which is in Harrisburg. So if you're going to do a little day tripping, that would be it right there. Those two are all about the positive joy being spread and just the mind boggles. Hopefully somebody will be taking some pictures. Thank you so much for joining me today. We had a lovely chat room, as is the usual case. Some friends coming in for the first time, and it's been really wonderful to have had this year under our belts. Over 6,000 listens and getting stronger all the time. Lisa McClowery comes your way on Thursday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Don't forget to wear your beautiful mess T-shirt, okay? Thank you, and God bless. Good Thursday.